On his second day in the Middle East, President Bush is meeting with Israeli and Palestinian leaders Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas to discuss the roadmap for peace. As part of a series of commentaries on the Middle East, Fawaz Jurjez says the new Palestinian prime minister is not negotiating from a position of strength.
Poor Mahmoud Abbas. He is being squeezed by all sides to produce tangible results. Palestinians expect him to free him from Israeli military occupation. Americans and Israelis are using him to sideline Yasser Arafat and pressuring him to crack down on Hamas and jihad. Abbas must deliver no less than a miracle. He has to isolate and replace a highly charismatic leader, pacify a deeply militarized society under a brutal occupation, and negotiate a viable peace settlement with one of Israel's leading hawks. A tall order indeed. Abbas faces formidable internal obstacles, which are neglected by most Western commentators. He has neither the charisma to inspire the Palestinian Shabab, the politicized youth, nor the power base to challenge Arafat and the militants. In fact, Abbas owes his new position to his old patron, Arafat. He has always been Arafat's faithful subordinate, even though Arafat was forced to appoint him prime minister. Time and again, Abbas has demanded that Sharon lift Israel's siege on Arafat, and he has rejected efforts to exclude Arafat from the peace process. The Bush administration and the Israeli government assume that Abbas can act independently and marginalize Arafat. This is far from the truth. More than ever, Abbas needs Arafat and the people around him so he can be seen as legitimate, especially by the Shabab. Many Palestinians feel Abbas was forced on them by the Americans and Israelis. He cannot afford now to distance himself from Arafat, who, despite everything, remains popular and retains control of most of the Palestinian security forces. This reality also explains the reluctance of Abbas to act decisively against Hamas and jihad. He lacks not only standing and legitimacy, but also the physical means to crack down on the militants. Some Palestinian security forces are being reconstituted with assistance from the CIA, but they have been weakened considerably by Israeli attacks, and they are splintered along factional lines. A military showdown with Hamas would be unpredictable. It likely would lead to a Palestinian civil war. It's little wonder that Abbas is engaged in intensive talks with Hamas and Jihad to stop what he called terrorism against Israelis. But he was blunt when asked recently if he would use force against Hamas. A civil war, never. At this moment, Abbas is a figurehead with a great deal of potential. The only way he can gain legitimacy at home and convince the Shabab of the futility of violence is to make a marked difference in their lives and give him a stake in the future. His ability to act depends to a large extent on the United States and Israel. If they genuinely try to reach a peace treaty with the Palestinians, a treaty based on justice and historical reconciliation, they will empower the untested new prime minister.
The comments of Fawaz Jurjez, professor of Middle East and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College and author of The Islamists and the West, Ideology versus Pragmatism. Other perspectives on the Middle East peace process will be broadcast later this week.